The MacArthur Foundation announced its 2017 fellows today, often called the Genius Grants. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that one of them, a psychologist, works at Princeton University.
25 years ago, in 1992, the group En Vogue had a huge hit with this song. But current scientific thought suggests that might not be entirely true.
I would never be one to contradict En Vogue. I was raised on En Vogue.
This is Bessie Levy Pallett, professor of psychology at Princeton University, who researches conflict resolution in populations dealing with prejudice and violence.
The idea here is that we should try to change the temperature of a group rather than change each person in the group. We should try to change their perception of what's socially acceptable, of what other people think.
Pallett's big idea, the one that won her the MacArthur Fellowship, is that conflict resolution does not come about by freeing your mind or changing your beliefs, but rather through a shift in how you think your peers expect you to behave.
I think all of us have the sense that we're behaving according to our beliefs and how we personally feel from moment to moment, but we're acting in ways that we don't totally agree with, but we're reading the room or we're thinking about what's currently popular or acceptable.
She tested that theory in a big way in the aftermath of the 1994 genocide in Rwanda, when the ruling Hutu people systematically slaughtered more than 800,000 members of a rival group, the Tutsi. A decade after the bloodshed, when tensions were still high, Pallett studied the cultural effect of a popular radio soap opera that had been infused with messages of tolerance. She discovered that the soap opera did not change the Rwandans' personal beliefs or their prejudices, but nevertheless it changed their behavior because they felt that tolerance was now the social expectation. Pallett is one of the few people in cognitive psychology doing this kind of social work. She says in recent years her field has been focused on how the mind works rather than on how groups of people behave.
We became very inward focused. We studied the mind and its intricate processes, and I've benefited from all of that work. But my passion was really for going out into the world and doing studies that re-engaged with people and tried to track their behavior in their natural environments in the wild.
Pallett says that Rwanda project had a strong activist motivation. It was meant to alter social behaviors to reduce violence. And since then, she has used similar sets of tools to study teenage bullying in New Jersey high schools. Pallett wants to use her $625,000 MacArthur Prize to train students and embed them in non-governmental agencies or NGOs around the world and provide psychological tools to their social goals. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.